إلهي يا متعالي ارحم حالي.
When شيطان is described figuratively as he took this, he took Adam and Hawa salamun alayhima, and he yanked them out like a bucket is pulled up out of a well using deception. But Allah uses the word dalla, meaning he took his sweet time. Like a boy pulling, being pulled out of the well would take a few minutes too, but shaitan took a lot longer than that to pull them out of Jannah. In other words, he didn't just go there and say, hey, that fruit, oh, just do it, come on. And that was it. And then our parents were like, okay, sounds like a good idea. Like, no. He did waswasa. He came to them. First time they caught it. Then he came again. Then he came at night. Then he came in the morning. They said, hey, you hungry? Hey, so I know this one tree. Imagine Jannah has countless trees. Jannah is way bigger than this earth. Allah says, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Its size is the skies and the earth combined. Then he says, عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Its size is maybe somewhat comparable to the skies and the earth, meaning it's even bigger than the skies and the earth. It's even bigger than that. So how many trees in Jannah? And Allah calls it Jannah, which means every bit of it is covered with green or trees. So the entire span of more than what we know of the constantly expanding universe is covered with trees. So how easy is it to find one haram tree? I mean, think about that. Of all the trees in the entire universe of Jannah, there is one that is haram, and shaitan had to first of all GPS them back to that one tree. Little by little, no, take this turn. Why don't you go over here? Why don't you go and check that out? Check the strawberries. Those look pretty good, don't they? And he didn't call them to the haram necessarily. Dalla suggests he called them to something. Now, are all the other trees haram? No. All the other trees are not haram. But he's not even directly saying go to that tree. He's saying go to this one. Now go to that mountain. Check out this waterfall. Then go over here. Then go over here. And they're going and they think this has nothing to do with what? A larger plan. They don't see it, that this is part of a larger plan. And Allah is teaching us that's exactly what shaitan does.